We shall now turn towards the Barbican, an elongated tower with turrets constructed on a Gothic bridge. Let us look at it from below, from the level of the former moat, and next let's walk up to enter the building. The defensive structure with its ornate attic is merely on the three elements that make up the former New Town Gate. It was erected in 1548, designed by the Italian builder John Baptist of Venice. Warsaw's Barbican is one of the few surviving buildings of its kind in Poland. It was also part of one of the two most important city gates, located on opposite sides of Warsaw. Let's go inside the Barbican. In its narrow corridors, we might feel for a moment as if we were defenders of the city. The entrance to the tower is inside, marked by a plaque. Let us climb the stairs to the first level. The exhibition on the discovery of the Barbican and the old town fortifications was as a monument begins here. Conservation work on the northern section of the fortification began before the Second World War. The tenement house standing on part of the Barbican was destroyed during the Warsaw Uprising. That is why a more complete reconstruction became possible only after the war had ended. On the walls, there are illustrations showing the process of restoring the Barbican and the fortification walls as parts of the old town. On the glass of the first level window, there is a graphic depicting the Marshall Tower incorporated into the ramparts. If we look straight ahead, we will see the place where a tall watchtower stood 200 years ago. We take the stairs to the next level and head to the right. We now follow the inner circuit of the Barbican. To the right and left are a series of small circular windows that in the past served as firing holes. It was from here that the defenders of the city could direct their fire at invaders trying to conquer the walls of old Warsaw. In the recesses of Barbican's circuit, there are a number of mock-ups presenting the former appearance of the various city gates in different historical periods, from the Middle Ages to the 18th century. Taking a closer look at them, we give you an idea of what the various now non-existent city gates, which we will discuss during the walk, used to look like. We leave the Barbican's interior. Outside, in the passage of the former gate, you can buy painted views and commemorative wooden sculptures. In the 1960s, independent artists used the Barbican walls from holding exhibitions and selling their artworks there. There was also a foundation called Art Barbican, which brought together artists who exhibited works in the proximity of the city walls. Pass through the pointed arch gate of the Barbican towards the former Newton suburb. At this point, the entrance to the city was protected by an iron drop-down lattice, the so-called porticulus, and a drawbridge lured on a chain. A little further on, by the steps to the Church of the Holy Spirit, rose part of the third New Town, Nowomiejska Gate, which guarded the entrance to the city with double-sided wooden gates. Let us go down Podwale Street and take a look at another tower in the wall.